Okay, today, Ben Sir, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. So there are two types of Nedarim a person can make. One, there's just Stam, that you make something else to you. Another is Nidre Hegdish, not Nidre Yisr, but Nidre Hegdish, where you make something belong to Hegdish. So I read the Tiyos Elu Karban, the Menim Liktsatso. So if a person sees a storm that's coming, and he says these trees should be a karban if the storm doesn't destroy them, and the trees were not destroyed by the storm. Talazu karban im in nisrefa. So you see a fire burning, and you say this tala should be a karban if it's not burnt by the fire, and then it survived the fire. Yeshlan pidyon. So then they become something that belongs to Hagdish, but you could redeem it from Hagdish by replacing it with money, giving the money to Hagdish, and taking back the talus or the tree. Now, since you declared that the trees are the talus to be a karban, and they can't be used as an actual karban, it's not just that you have the option to redeem it for money, you have to redeem it for money, because you need to use its value for a karban. Hare nitios ha'ilu karban atche yiktetu. But if you say these trees should be a karban until they're cut from the ground, meaning until the storm uproots them, and the trees are still attached to the ground, talzu karban ad shetisarev. This talus should be a karban until it gets burnt, and then it doesn't get burnt. Ein lem pidyon. Then they can't be redeemed, meaning if you redeem them with money, the kedusha of the item is transferred to the money, but the item itself remains kadosh anyway, because he said the trees or the talus will be kadosh until they're detached or burned. So we assume that they cannot permanently lose their kedusha any time before they're detached or burned. So they're just gonna, you know, you're gonna remove the kedusha from them. It's just gonna jump right back. The kedusha is just gonna be chal right back on that tree and on that talus. Moving on to the next mishnah, Parakimel Mishnah Vav. So the halacha is that the words of neder are defined by the way people use that word. Kulshon bnei adam b'nedarim halach. We always go with the way people normally speak. So I know the Yordei Hayam, if someone takes a neder that asks him from Yordei Hayam, he's allowed to get Hana from people who don't regularly travel by sea, because normally Yordei Hayam is only people who regularly go on boats, not someone who once when he was a teenager went boating. But if he takes a neder from Yoshvei Hayabasha, he's also including in that neder Yordei Hayam, she Yordei Hayam chal Yoshvei Hayabasha, because even Yordei Hayam are considered to be Yoshvei Hayabasha, because eventually everybody comes back to land. In fact, Yoshvei Hayabasha includes not only people who go on short trips by sea, like from Akko to Yafo, which are both in Eretz Yisrael, El Mishadarko Lefarish, but even people who go a much greater distance, even that is considered to be among the Yoshvei Yabasha. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey, we said that if you say that trees are a karban if they don't get destroyed by a storm, or talus is a karban if it doesn't get burnt, and they taka didn't get destroyed, didn't get burnt, so they're a karban, but you could be pod to them for money, and then they go back to being regular, not kodesh. But if you say that the tree should be holy until it gets cut, the talus should be holy until it gets burnt, and then it doesn't get cut or doesn't get burnt, so then even if you're potted for money, the kedusha comes right back on those items. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if you take a neder from Yordei Hayam, the neder does not include Yoshvei Yabasha, because they are not among the Yordei Hayam. But if you take a neder from Yoshvei Yabasha, it does include Yordei Hayam, because everyone comes back to dry land, and that's true even if people are people who take very long trips in the Yam. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Zayin.